It is time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to us as always by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They're encouraging you to put down your mouse and get out of the house. Local businesses invite you to mask up, buy local, and engage in safe commerce. Visit carolinachamber.org to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership today. Joining me on the phone, since it is Thursday, is Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. Pam, thanks so much. How are you?
I'm good today. We love this warmer weather, and the breeze is nice, and people are coming back outside. It's all good.
Oh, it is definitely great to see. And obviously, outdoors with the summer coming up, it's going to be a big part of what everybody is doing, has been really since the start of the pandemic in terms of keeping people safe. And that is going to continue now, too, I imagine, with the update from Governor Roy Cooper yesterday of masks will no longer be required when outdoors. Now, I assume that the Orange County government and the state of emergency and all that stuff locally will be changed, amended to fit that state guidance. But when you heard that news yesterday,
yes,
Pam, go ahead.
We'll follow the state guidance, but I want to remind people that until we can get to a herd immunity, we're doing a great job with our vaccinations in our county. We love that. We need to encourage people to continue to get vaccinated. And then we still want people to wear masks if they're in large gatherings outside, even. The governor's trying to say the data and the science are now showing us that if you're just randomly outside or walking with somebody or doing an activity, you don't need to wear a mask anymore, as we've learned more about this virus. But you can still pass it in a group. So we've still got some work to do, but we see that light. It's getting better. The more people get vaccinated, the better off we're going to be. But continuing to wear your mask when you're in large gatherings is still recommended with the CDC guidelines as well. So we're getting closer. Like I said, I'm just so proud of our community. They have really worked hard. And if get your vaccine. We need everyone to get their vaccine. It's going to help us come back to a more normal lifestyle when we do that.
Yeah, that is certainly a big part of the indoor mask mandate being lifted at the state government level for sure. But, you know, our community has largely shifted to focus to outdoors and stuff, Pam. I know that a lot of folks have been talking about, I've been seeing a lot of social media buzz in terms of, oh man, the outdoor dining situation is really great with that extended sidewalk. And I know that you remind me again, the local government plans to keep that in place for quite a while, right?
We do. We've really got seen a lot of huge benefit from having this outdoor dining. It's helped our businesses. People have enjoyed it. They want places to go that are safe. Again, trying to get to that herd immunity. But we're also looking for better ways to do this outdoor dining with things that are more attractive instead of those, you know, cones. We've been talking to DOT about how do we do it in a way that's both safe and more appealing with like planter boxes, those kinds of things. And so we're going to be working not only to keep it, but to enhance it. That's the goal.
Yeah, it's super exciting. And there will be some other changes, too, on the local government level, I imagine, coming with this update that also, in addition to not requiring masks outside, scaling back some of the mass gathering limits, scaling back some of the capacity right. limits that will come in June. We've already seen that with Chapel Hill Transit making some announcements, right?
Yeah, we're excited that people are starting to feel safer to come back to transit, so we want them to have those options to ride transit. We're still going to be asking you to put on your mask to get on the bus, but we're feeling more confident, and we know that people are feeling more confident, so we're scaling back up. We do a reduced plan during the summer months, which so we'll be scaling back up, and then we'll be sliding back after UNC graduation a little bit. But this has all been a learning experience, and we've done a really good job. Our bus drivers and the safety protocols we put in to keep people safe, those will still be deployed until we know we have a better herd immunity count.
Any other ways that you could see this changing kind of what the local government is doing, especially going up to June 1st as well, where it sounds like Governor Cooper's goal is to fully lift social distancing and mass gathering and capacity limits?
Yeah, so we are re-looking at that because we had plans for opening back up our library and our public facilities. We're trying to figure out how, I mean, the governor, we don't get a heads up that the governor's going to be changing dynamics. So we pull the staff together and the leaders together, and we talk about how do we make these changes, move along. We know people want to come back to these facilities and to have, like I said, get back to a more normal life. So we're working and talking through that. So you'll see some shifts and changes from us as well as we work towards those same goals.
speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, townofchapelhill.org, the website to go to. And with this nice weather, the Chapel Hill Farmers Market is back in full swing. And we actually just got some fun news from them not that long ago that they are accepting residential food waste here at their university place. It's going to be a community composting project. That is just something that I know is very much along the lines of Town of Chapel Hill values, as is the farmers market in general.
And we're so excited. The Carver's Farmers Market's been able to do this for a while. We talk at our SWAG meeting, our Solid Waste Advisory Group, about how do we reduce waste. It's part of our climate action plan, is reducing the waste. The waste that can be not having to be driven to a landfill and take up room in a landfill, that can go back into the earth to create that compost, to help grow more gardens, to help that cycle of life is great, but people want real ways to do it. We also, there's different groups that will pick up your compost from your house, but we know that some people would rather try this out, see what this feels like by bringing it to the farmer's market. And so we work with these different groups, with some restaurants and the grocery stores, and now we're making it more available to individuals through having it at public places. We do have to staff these events to make sure people understand what you can compost and what doesn't really work in composting. So the more we educate people, our hope is the more that people will want to compost and realize the great benefits in doing so. My family's been composting for probably longer than 30 years, because I grew up with my grandfather teaching me how to compost, and he lived in downtown Pittsburgh, but he did it for his vegetable garden. He loved it. It's just a really good way to not have to throw things into a plastic bag that then goes into a landfill to sit for hundreds of years.
Once again, speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and no town council meeting this week, but a very busy week for you guys upcoming. We'll get to that in a second, but an important local government deadline that I think is on a lot of folks' minds is the informal appeals deadline for the revaluation process going on with people's property taxes. That is tomorrow, and there's been a lot of community conversation around that.
There has been, because I think people had a lot of sticker shock when they opened up their evaluation. Tax rates have not been set yet. That's part of the budget process, but we're encouraging everyone that is even slightly concerned or thinks it's not a good value to just start the appeals process, the informal. You don't have to have all your data together. You don't have to know everything. You just have to log in that appeal in order to meet the deadline. We've been trying to figure out if the deadline could be extended. We believe it's a state mandate, so no answers come back in that. So as far as we know now, tomorrow is the deadline. So we want people, you can do it online. You don't have to go anywhere. You can pull your tax bill up. The valuation, you can file that appeal. It tells you right how to do it right there online, or you can call the phone number and they will help talk you through it.
And Chapel Hill
everyone needs to do it.
Everyone is encouraged to, and everybody's seeing those changes. Chapel Hill is in a particularly unique scenario too, where a very growing part of the county, and also a part where neighborhoods, specifically like the North Side neighborhood, the values there just kind of are higher because of the values elsewhere in the region. And that has certainly caused some of that community conversation that you mentioned. But it does seem Chapel Hill, out of everywhere in Orange County, is in a very peculiar, unique situation.
We really are. I will tell you, the region is really looking at this tremendous growth. And I don't know if you've heard about the housing market, but houses are selling for, percentages above asking price, and people waiving their safety inspection and waiving all that stuff just to buy a house. There's not much supply out there, and so it's driving prices sky high, and this also adds into those valuation numbers, right? And then you take a neighborhood like Northside, where we've worked really hard with the Northside Initiative, the Jackson Center, Habitat, Empowerment, all these different groups there, to put some of these houses into permanent conservation funds and trusts so that they stay affordable, so that we've created this affordable, but they have to be compared against, and we looked at the numbers, they were compared against some of these houses before we had all those programs in place that were sold as rental income producing units. And when you compare the two, they're just vastly different. Yet the valuations took all of those into account. So there's been really good dialogue. I will say the Orange Tax Assessor Office has been really willing to talk to the community to understand this, to better understand. Maybe we can pick some different ones to gauge the affordable homes against, instead of these income producing ones that are very close to downtown, right? And so when you're close to downtown, prices tend to be higher. And so we're really working with them to see if we can figure out how to look at that, not only in the north side, but the Pine Knolls and the Tin Flats, which is mostly in Carrboro, area as well.
Yeah, once again, townofchapelhill.org for Chapel Hill local government news, of course, but they do have some links to resources regarding the Orange County Tax Office and folks you can get in touch with. We're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. And Pam, yeah, I mentioned earlier, lots happening in local government, specifically with the town council next week.
So we have our traffic modeling about the ARRA project. We've asked our consultant and our traffic engineer to plug in some variables for a proposed future project so we can look at the ARRA project as a holistic view of that area of town with traffic modeling. The public's invited to attend. It's a council work session or information session. And then this item will come back before council on May 12th. For a council meeting, but on May 5th, we're going to be talking about U Place again. We're going to be talking about the Eastwood Lake sub-watershed study, which is not a big term, but it's about the information we've learned about. We're looking at stormwater and how to make sure we're not flooding as much. And then we'll be starting, continuing on with our budget process. And then Friday, of interest at the Council Committee on Economic Sustainability, is that a South Creek proposal is coming forward, and South Creek is the renamed Obi Creek. It's a whole different proposal or concept as far as very high profile up top to see what it would look like if the council's interested. And then our Revive program as well. We're going to get more updates about things we can do and how we can use some of our American Rescue Plan monies to help revive our business and our economy. But an exciting thing on Monday also, and I hope you'll be there, Brighton, is the Club Nova groundbreaking. They're breaking ground on their new facility. Club Nova is an amazing organization that helps people in our community with disabilities have a place to be, learn all kinds of work skills and life skills, and just so excited for them for a new facility to help everyone in our community connect and feel a part of a productive part of our community. So that's happening at Monday at noon.
That does sound like it will be fun. Man, Obi Creek, that is a name I have not heard in a long time.
I thought I might stir up something there. Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely noteworthy.
It's not going to be the same development proposal at all. The market has shifted. Things have shifted. Time has shifted. And a new group has taken a look at this, and they're coming forward with an idea. They don't have a drawn-out concept plan, but they are proposing age-restricted housing, so 55 and up. Some commercial, some residential. They're saying not as dense. I have not seen it, so I can't tell you, but those are just the high-level things that I know about this project. And they want to know what the town's interests may or may not be in that kind of proposal.
Well, we will have to see about that next week. I know there was a whole lot of rat-a-tat-tat of some of that local government stuff, but again, townofchapelhill.org will have the full schedule for what's going on town council, many other
Absolutely.
Of the boards and everything else happening around town. And Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brighton. It's important for people to check our website. We always have a lot going on in May and June as we break for the summertime. We don't have proposals coming before us, so we try to get a lot of them wrapped up or at least to a state where we can leave them till September. So I encourage people to look out there and make sure that they are keeping up with things that they are interested in.